Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Edward Davis from Checkmate Sports, and I want to talk about the old saying that goes, you have to dig your well way before you're thirsty, because I know a lot of agents who are doing the complete opposite, and it's causing a lot of agents to die of thirst. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So the big question is this. How are sports agents like you and I, who didn't cheat and take money from big-time investors, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we compete in a way that lets us get our message, services, and the things that we believe out to the world, and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast is going to give you the answer. My name is Edward Davis, and welcome to Sports Agent Secrets. All right, let's go ahead and get into it. Earlier today, I was talking to a dad of a player who is about to go pro or has dreams of going pro. And the dad reached out to me because he said that he wanted to, you know, become an agent and things like that, and wanted to get his son some NIL deals, you know, the usual, you know, spiel that I hear from parents of athletes. And what I noticed is that, unfortunately, the gift and the curse of being related to a athlete, whether that's the mom, the dad, the sister, the brother, the uncle, anybody like that, there's a sense of entitlement. You know, I just want you to think about it, like the star player, especially at park ball, starting in park ball, a lot of times those players don't pay to play. You know, the coach may waive the fee for them, especially if it's a single mom or something. Or, you know, when they get to the middle school, the coaches may pick the player up for practice, or, you know, buy the player special gloves or special equipment and stuff. It, you know, it carries over to high school, carries over to college. And a lot of times that sense of entitlement carries over to the families and friends of those players. And what I notice is a lot of times these players and parents, they want to ride the wave of the player. I get it, you know, keep it in the family. But the problem that I'm noticing is that a lot of these family friends aren't taking this industry and this business serious. They wait until it's too late to start to build their business and build their credibility. You know, a lot of these parents and friends, they will wait until the player has their breakout season, their junior year, you know, before they enter the draft, before now they want to become an agent, or now they want to break into the sports industry, and now they want to learn about the NIL. But the problem with that is there's so many other agents who've already been building those relationships, who've already been planting seeds and nurturing and watering it. And if you come in at the last minute and you don't have the built-in credibility or you know, an extremely loyal family member, you're going to be left with the pout face. Because I'm telling you, if you know, and God forbid they do give you an opportunity and you don't know what to do with it, you're going to fumble it. And then, you know, you're going to ruin it for everybody who's trying to represent their brothers and sisters and all those things. So I try to tell people all the time, you need to dig your well before you're thirsty. Dig your well before you're thirsty. What that means is build your business before the opportunity presents itself. That way, when the opportunity presents itself, you can take full advantage. Okay, a lot of people are, you know, working at their regular 9-to-5, you know, building other people's business. And then when their sister or brother gets ready to go pro or becomes a professional, you know, a student athlete, now they want their sister or brother to put their career in the hand of somebody who's been working at FedEx. I've been working in real estate. I've been working in Walmart or driving trucks. If you haven't prepared yourself to do business for them, why would you even want to do that? You know, it's crazy. I was talking to a guy the other day. He was telling me how he wants to be a financial advisor and he wants to advise student athletes and professional athletes on how to manage their money because a lot of athletes go broke. And I was talking to him and I was, you know, I just was kind of straight up. I was like, hey, are you broke? Are you well off? And he was like, well, you know, not, you know, right now, you know, I'm just trying to get it together. So how can you teach somebody, or how can you help people manage their money if you don't have your funds together? And that's what I'm starting to see. It was the problem in our industry. It's a lot of people want to, you know, I get fake it till you make it, but a lot of people don't even want to fake it. They don't even want to act or put the work in. They just want to make it and then learn on somebody else's account. You know, if you want to learn how to do these things, you have to build your business, and you have to take this stuff seriously. You know, so if you want to break into this industry, whether that's sports, music, Hollywood, you know, crypto, real estate, anything that makes a lot of money, you have to put the time in. You have to invest in yourself first before you expect other people to believe in you. Nobody's going to believe you if you just overnight become an agent and you haven't put any work in. Now, if that player is a dirtball player that nobody wants, yeah, okay, yeah, you're going to get them. But you're not going to get the first round, second round, top 10 lottery pick player if you haven't been putting in the work. So again, if you want to break into this industry, I recommend starting today. Start to build your business. You need to be working on your credibility. You need to be working on your content. You need to be working on just building your relationships. That way, when you stumble upon the player that's a superstar, you can take advantage of it. Just think about Rich Paul. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, Rich Paul got lucky. Yeah, Rich Paul got lucky, but Rich Paul took advantage of the opportunity that he presented. You don't think Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Allen Iverson, Michael Vick, you don't think all these guys have best friends before they became superstar athletes? Yeah. But are they best friends representing them? No. Why? Because their best friends didn't take advantage of the moment like Rich Paul did. Rich Paul didn't automatically just start representing LeBron. Rich Paul studied under CAA. And then he got his stuff together and then launched Clutch Sports, and LeBron James came over. That's what you should be doing right now. You should be building your business up and then building those relationships. And then when the opportunity presents itself, you represent the player, and then you guys go to the next level. But everybody's doing the opposite. They're working their 9 to 5. They're working, you know, these odd jobs, praying and hoping that this guy or this girl makes it. And then the night before they declare for the draft, now they want to start a sports management company. Now they want to become an agent, and they feel entitled. They feel like the players should pick them, when in reality, they should not. No, they should not, because you don't have the credentials. You haven't put the work in, and you don't know what you're doing. So stop being delusional. Stop thinking like that. If you really want to be taken serious, then take your own self serious and take your business serious and invest in it. All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to the Sports Agent Secret Podcast. If you genuinely enjoyed this episode, then please take a screenshot and post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or wherever else you post stuff. And make sure to tag me in it. Let me know why you enjoyed this episode and what you would love to hear from me so that I can make that for you in the future. And as always, if you want to become a professional sports agent in the next 30 days without going to law school, without taking some difficult certification exam, then the Sports Agent Masterclass is for you. Go to www.sportsagentmasterclass.com, and I'll see you on the other side. Take care.